Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. I'm your host, Travis. And who are you?
I'm Chris.
Did you figure out what to do with your hands?
No.
Yeah.
We've got a few minutes. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, no, you will probably. All right.
What brings us here today?
I think this is going to be maybe a short and quick episode. Maybe.
Those never happen.
That's never happened, yeah. But, you know,
50 minutes later. Why is it fucking $300?
Pretty much. That's our little sneak peek of this week's episode. Nintendo Switch. Yes, yeah. The new console. We heard about this last year, 2016. And we finally, they had a presentation. We got some news and some info on it. So we figured, what the hell? Let's do an episode on Nintendo Switch.
A couple of Nintendo guys here. You rocking the Zelda garb and the Nintendo controller hat.
Yeah.
Me with the ink.
And neither one of us still with the Nintendo Classic.
Oh, I've already gave up on the Classic.
Yeah. We have like a trilogy of episodes talking about our quest.
They just took my $350, so I'm not looking to spend any more right now.
Yeah. They should just throw in a Classic with it now.
$300 for this brand new console.
Mm.
Comes out March the 3rd.
Yes, of this year.
Yeah, this year. And we're like halfway through January. It's 8 weeks.
We're getting there.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
For the new Nintendo.
So, you are the Nintendo guru.
I don't know if guru is the right word, but I'm...
Out of the two of us.
Yeah. I know some things.
You know some things about some things.
I drink and I know things.
Well played.
Yeah.
So, indulge the listeners. What are some tidbits that we can wait for?
You guys remember that other system called the Wii U? Yeah, a lot of people don't either.
Yeah.
So basically, the concept was the Wii U.
You mean the Wii with the nunchucks and what, right?
Yeah, but the U was actually a tablet just for you. So that was the whole concept of the idea for the console, where you can have the console on your TV, and then if you wanted to go take a dump, you can have somebody else watch TV, and you can take the console, the game on your hand. So Nintendo.
If the bathroom was like 2 feet away from the...
Or six or seven. Yeah. If you shit in the sink, you're good.
Yeah.
So they built on that on that idea, and they came up with the Switch. So basically, it's a console with a tablet that's in the console, and you can play 1080p right off the TV with a Joy controller, which is two mini controllers that slid into a dock, and it makes a controller.
Now, the what is it called? The Joy-Con controllers?
Joy-Con.
Now, it connects to this little grip thing, which makes it look like an actual controller,
yeah.
But they pop off, and they're seemingly like two nunchucks, like two, if you play the
Wiimotes.
Wiimotes. Yeah. But you take these, and they become two separate controllers, like say if you have that, you take one, I take one. Mm-hmm. They're very, you know, my thing when I saw those controllers, they're very small.
They're smaller than the Game Boy Micro, which I own. I have a Game Boy Micro, and that little bugger is like that big.
Is that going to be a problem?
I think so.
I think it's going to be a problem for, I was almost sure the question, but.
As far as the Joy-Con controllers, if you're playing one little half by yourself, depending what you're playing, not to mention ergonomically. You know,
it doesn't look very. I don't know.
It doesn't look even.
Yeah.
Like on one Joy-Con, the controller, the joystick is right at the edge of the controller, and then the buttons are kind of like in the center. So you're gonna be like this, and then the other Joy-Con, the buttons are at the edge, and then the nunchucks, the controller joystick dealing
analog stick.
The analog stick. There you go. I've had a couple beers today, Martin Luther King. Thank you. So the analog sticks in the middle. So it's kind of and then even though the sticks in the middle, you still have the L and R buttons like out here. So your hands gonna, if you had hand cramps playing the 64 controller, that's gonna bring back memories. Basically,
yes. But they, you know, they have that where one of the reasons that they separate is they actually. You just mentioned this this tablet goes into the console.
Yeah.
It's actually a tablet, but the tablet, you connect the Joy-Con controllers onto the tablet. That's the big, the marketing effect, the marketing thing.
How does it go? There you go.
I guess, I don't know. But it pops out, the tablet pops out, and the console's, I guess the console's actually the tablet.
It's the size of a Wii U tablet, more or less.
The thing it stays in, that's just a dock for it.
Yeah.
So the console itself, even though you're seeing this base and everything, that's not the console. The console is just the tablet screen.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
So on the TV with the dock, you're playing 1080p, 60 frames per second. On the tablet, you're playing clean 720. I think it's also 60 frame rate per second.
I think so too.
But 720, which for a handheld, it's on par. I mean, mm-hmm. with your iPads and your Amazon Fires and Kindles, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's the whole premise, that you can take this thing wherever you want to go.
It's not tethered to anything. It's not because that's, I think that was an issue with the Wii and the Wii U was, well, especially the Wii U, right? There was tethered. Yeah. You can only go so far to the console. But from what I gather, the Switch, that does seem like everything that Nintendo wanted to do with the Wii and the Wii U, they finally merged them into what is mm-hmm. now the Switch. Yeah. I think that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
Of what they're going for. I know it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, especially the older gamers who are just kind of sick and tired of the gimmicks for the consoles. Mm-hmm. You know, like me personally, when I originally saw the advertisements and commercials for it, about what it could do, like the whole purpose of it. Like, it's kind of a turnoff for me because...
Yeah, you were not digging this one.
They were showing, like, because they were showing, like, you know, millennials and teenagers and kids, like, all having a good time and, you know, they're going across, having these far-fetched, like, social...
Like scenarios that common people won't be
exactly,
in.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I fly, I've only flown twice.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be I can see myself as the guy that flies everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't, the initial marketing wasn't really connecting with me at all. It just felt like a system, a gimmick system for a younger audience.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're in our 30s. I mean, it's, some of the stuff is, you know, I had a Wii, you know, and I liked it. I never got the Wii U. I thought that seemed kind of, not convoluted or anything, but just...
Nintendo really never did a good job of making clear what the difference was between the Wii U and the Wii.
There you go, yeah.
And it was, for all the casual people that had their hands on the Wii, they could not comprehend, why am I spending, what's this new system, and why am I have to spend all this?
That's a good point.
And even for a guy like me, like, I had to kind of hunt a little bit to kind of understand what the whole point of this was.
Really?
You know,
because you have a Wii U.
I have a Wii U. Well, yeah. Most of a Wii U.
Yeah, long story, but yeah,
tablet's missing.
Yeah.
But the Switch, this feels like with the sound effects and the videos and everybody walking around, you can clearly see why this system is different from everything
right.
else.
Yeah,
you know, it's I wouldn't even call it a home system, like, but I wouldn't call Not it a really. Portable system either, because it's like a little big, from column A, a little column B.
It's too small.
You call it
and
what
portable.
You want to call it, yeah. as long as you're going to break out the $300.
It's too portable to be called a home console, but it's too big to be considered a portable system.
Yeah,
does that make sense? Like, I don't know, because if it's a tablet, you know, if you look at it as a hardware perspective, it's just a tablet, pretty much. So, would you pay $300 for a tablet? But then you start looking at the games.
Exhibit A? I think this is what reeled you in, huh?
A little bit. It turned the tide the way I was looking at it. But I saw the trailer for Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Whoring that game out from the moment that they announced the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, this for good was reason. The, I mean, yeah. Especially considering on launch day, March 3rd, there's only, what, three, four, five games?
Five games.
That are now, what are, besides Zelda, what else are we looking for? On launch day, this is...
The day that you go to the store, you wait in line.
Which, by the way, you pointed out that the console does not come with a game.
No.
So this $300 that you're buying the console, you're going to have to buy another 50, 60 games.
I noticed an interview online with Reggie Fils-Aime, he's like, well, we had to find a median between the price that we wanted to sell it and giving gamers an option of what they wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't want to put in a game that not everybody would want, so we would just stick to our core so that we'd be at the price point that we want to be at and be profitable, but not be too far away that it would detract from people to buy it. But at the same time, we don't want to give you a game you don't want, so you buy whatever game you want to buy. Which at release date, there's five.
What do we got?
Zelda, Breath of the Wild, 1-2 Switch, Super Bomberman, Just Dance 2017, and Skylanders Imaginators.
You know, that 1-2 Switch, from what I saw, that kind of That kind of looks like a tech demo almost type thing. It sounds like it is, because it sounds, when you say 1-2 Switch, it sounds like it's just something that you would get with the console.
And I agree. Like, a couple of days ago, I think it was on the 10th, they had the Treehouse event where they announced the all the specs and everything, the official date and stuff. And then they had the Treehouse event, and they had segments of certain games, and they had 1-2 Switch. And to be honest, that would have been a game that bundled with the console. You could have had the same kind of fervor as you would have with the Wii. Mm-hmm. That, okay, oh, Wii Sports. Oh, so how does this work? Oh, it's boxing. You move around. Oh, hey, all it's right. Bowling. You do stuff like that. 1-2 Switch, for example, there's a milking game.
A milking game.
Yeah. So basically,
like you milk a cow?
Yeah. Like you have to do the motion with your hands with the L and R button and pulling down, because there's gyroscopes in each of the remotes.
Yeah.
And whoever has the most glasses filled a certain amount of time.
And they want people to buy that.
There's the main trailer of the video game has a kind of like a Wild West shootout. Mm-hmm. So you have your controller down at your wrist right by your holster, and as soon as they say draw, you pull and fire. And
so the Joy-Cons, they still work as the Wiimotes pretty much as far as motion. So we're still doing motion controlling on this. So you're taking the tablet of the Wii U and the motion
controls. The results are a whole lot better. For example, the shootout game, it'll show you, like, there's this range where you're supposed to be in the target for you to have the shot. It's hard. And then, like, the arrow in the middle will show you, oh, you shot down, or you shot too high, or you shot this. And there's actually a clock. So it'll show you that you pulled the trigger in 428ths of a second. I pulled the trigger at 318ths of a second. Okay. So it's exact to what you're doing. Mm. It's a lot more, like, if playing the Wii, it was fun, but
it wasn't accurate.
It didn't feel accurate. Like you didn't get results. You didn't get feedback. You didn't get math almost. Yeah. And you're getting results from this game, and it'll show you what your angle is and how fast you're drawing.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned one of the launch games is the Just Dance 2017. Remember when we had the Wii? My wife got the Just Dance for that system, and literally you could take the Wiimote and just wave it back and forth, and they would think that you're so yeah, the accuracy.
So you're a couch gamer for that, huh?
Yeah.
I played that, since
we're talking about games and everything, I'm just gonna jump ahead a little bit. But another turning point for me, one of my favorite games for the Wii, it's coming back for the Switch.
I can see your right hand, your right arm is already getting a little stronger. You've been practicing, huh?
No. No More Heroes.
Yeah. Travis Touchdown.
Yes.
Is back.
Travis Strikes Again. That's all we know so far.
But that's all you
need. That's all I need. You just tell me the same makers are making the game. There's a new game coming out with that guy in there. You got me. You got
me.
Yeah,
one of your favorite video game characters is Travis Touchdown.
Because we did an episode.
Because it's named after you, and you really liked the game, and it was different from what you've played before.
Yeah.
You pay attention.
Yeah, see? And you can go back to our older episode.
Top five video game characters.
That's what it was. Yeah. The characters themselves.
Characters. Yes. Yeah, it was you and I, and then Abel from Houston Wrestling Radio, and then Scott from Stoppage Time. Yeah, Scotland. And we ran to sell those down, and that's one of your guys.
Yeah. One of my top five. One of my...
I think it was your top one.
I think so.
Yeah.
So anyway, you tell me that, and then getting back to that Zelda game, ooh, man, that game looks pretty.
It's gorgeous in 1080. And I'm not the biggest Zelda fan, but for it to be an open world game the way it looks, the way it's been presented, even though I kind of got worn out of it in the beginning because they played so much footage of that game. Mm-hmm.
And like 10 minutes of footage.
And they ran through like 25 minutes of gameplay and like, hey, by the way, Zelda. Oh, hey, Zelda. Oh, hey, Zelda. And I'm not the biggest Zelda guy, but it's pretty. Like, I would give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'd give it a game day release shot, but, you know, my options
I'm not
going
to
slim.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I'm not going to spend $350 or $360.
Okay,
just because of that game.
Back up a little bit. I pre-ordered the morning after they made the announcement, because they made the announcement in 10 o'clock at night, live from Japan, I think. So I woke up at work the next day, and I was oblivious to everything. Got to work, it's like, holy shit, pre-sales are up already?
Yeah.
It's like, I am not missing out again. Best Buy was gone, Amazon was gone, GameStop was gone. I was like, oh, fuck. I went to Target. Sure enough, Target had it. $299 presale, free shipping, so it would have been like $307. I wound up springing for the extra $15 for expedited shipping, which, oddly enough, as stupid as I am, I'm getting the console delivered to my job the day before it gets released, yet I don't have a fucking game for it. So I'm going to be sitting there, I'm just going to be like, ooh.
Well, that first day. Soon. That first day, you can set it all up and everything.
I don't even know if I can download any updates, because I would figure that updates aren't going to go live until the morning that things go on sale. Because weren't there issues with the Xbox One before where people that got them early tried to do updates, they bricked them because they thought they were like.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Or something like that. But just to have it.
Yeah. Smell it.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be. I mean, you know, you had it on launch day, so it's gonna be good. That was another question I had. Like, okay, say you just get the console. You're a casual person. You just go out. You see the console. You pick it up. You bring it home.
Then what?
Then I mean, seriously, on the tablet, is the touchscreen? Can you do internet? Can you do, you know, Google, all that stuff?
Facebook? I'm assuming that it's not going to take away from what you can already do. So I'm assuming Netflix, Hulu, YouTube and stuff's going to be on the tablet.
Because that's a big part of portability.
Now, like nowadays. Anything portable, like this phone, that laptop, that tablet, it has to have YouTube, Hulu, Netflix, you have to. WWE, Network, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, if they don't have that, that's a big issue, I would think. Speaking of, another thing that they're going to have on there is a new subscription service. Similar to Xbox Live Gold and PlayStation Plus.
So once the online service once online goes live, once everybody starts buying their consoles, it's free for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall is when they're going to start charging a monthly fee. They haven't announced the monthly fee yet. The token that they're offering is that you get one free download of either Super Nintendo or regular Nintendo game every month. The difference is, these games are being modified because they all have they're going to be with online capability.
Oh.
So imagine Super Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo, mm-hmm. but being able to play that game online with people around the world, which you never had access to on the old SNES, unless I brought it here and you and I played
hooked
it.
Hooked up.
Yeah,
I remember these days.
If you move forward on if the online service moves forward, who the fuck would not want to play Super Smash Brothers Melee online? Yeah. With people, and you've never been able to have that option, you know. And
I would imagine this service, if they want to compete with other services, I can't imagine it being more than $10 a month. Because Xbox Gold, PlayStation Plus, I mean, that's $10 a month. I mean, mm-hmm. And then, I mean, anything more than that, what are you providing as a service?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, I get it. Like, I understand why they're doing it, and you're getting the, like you said, a little token for it. You're getting a little freebie. So I'm down with it. I'm glad they're giving it like free for the summer, free for everybody to give time for everybody to get it all set up and everything, and then
work the bugs out.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially with the online service,
get the servers going and everything, and because you know it's Nintendo, they're kind of slow in the uptake on the online stuff. So
just for starters, one game that's going to be played online a lot, they're re-releasing Mario Kart 8, and they're putting a little deluxe tag on the bottom. Basically, they updated and upgraded their battle mode, which I don't remember if there was one or if it was just like putrid on the Wii U version. I'm not a battle mode guy, even though if there's a group around me, I'll play the battle mode and bust
battle mode
balloons.
Online or what is that?
It's co-op or online.
Okay.
But Mario Kart 8, basically, you're in a track with 12 people mm-hmm. from all over the world.
Yeah.
And even up to the last day. There was, I think, 2.5 million people that were still playing Mario Kart on the Wii. The Wii, they were still playing Mario Kart Wii online. But the day that they killed the online service for the Wii, so that and I can attest to it. That there's like it takes track of all your hours. I fucked up a lot of people on Mario Kart online for the Wii and the Wii U. Whenever I would use my phone for a hotspot and play, I'd play online. It's fun to play. There's still some glitches, but shit.
Wait, since you already have Mario Kart 8, are you gonna get the new one for the Switch? Full price game?
I'm gonna have to wait.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna try to sell my Mario Kart 8 copy because Mario Kart 8 Deluxe basically has all the DLC already. So mm-hmm. you have the four new cups. You have the racers from both the DLC packs.
It sounds like a Game of the Year edition of a game.
Yeah. It comes with Ink Boy and Ink Girl from Splatoon and Dry Bones as a new character. What would get me interested in this game because I actually really enjoyed the value that you got for the DLC. Mm-hmm. This was the first game that they actually flirted with DLC, and then Smash Brothers, you started to see new characters like Ryu and Bayonetta. I would like to see if they're going to add, if they're going to keep updating it, if there's going to be more tracks from F-Zero or from Excitebike or from new or old Retro Cups. Yeah. Or fuck it, just do like a whole Star Lord, the Star World, where you have all the Star Trek, the Rainbow Roads from every fucking. There's already there's one from the Wii U, and then there's one from the Super Nintendo, and I think they redid one from the N64. But if they add more tracks to it, if they keep going, shit, I'll trade in my copy in the hard shit and get the new one. Which, by the way, it's not backwards compatible because they're not using discs anymore.
Aha!
Yeah.
What are they using?
They're using proprietary cartridges, just like they use for the DS and for the Game Boy Advance and Game Boy. They've made cartridges specifically to their own. They're doing that again. So, like, the Wii was GameCube compatible. They were at the GameCube games, and they had slots for the remotes.
Right.
Wii U was compatible with the Wii, so if you were late to the party or if you bought old games, because there's still a shit ton of good games on the Wii U. I mean, on the Wii that I haven't even touched yet. And so if you wanted to play that, it's backwards compatible. This time, you're starting fresh from scratch.
Yeah. You can't, it's this kind of a sacrifice you have to make when you're changing up everything like the way they are. So, when and it's not like, you know, they're calling this new system like the Wii U.
The Wii Us.
Yeah, or something like that, you know. Speaking of, are there, you know, one of the things about the Wii and the Wii U was the Miis. Are they still doing Miis?
That's a good question. I know that they're getting rid of the Miiverse, which is the online community where you can share all that stuff. But I don't know if the Miis are going to be sticking around. That's a good question.
Mm.
You know, even though the Miis transferred over onto the Wii U, they did let you enable to create your own, like, gamer tag for the Nintendo Network ID. So I'm thinking that they might, like, not catch up, but, like, mimic Xbox 360 and PlayStation and have your ID and just use that as your profile and not necessarily have like a little figure.
If you have to sign into Nintendo servers, I would imagine that your gamer tag would follow.
Which sucked because that gamer tag was specific to only the console you had. I had bought the white Nintendo Wii U when it first came out, and then later on I bought the black one. And so I had to make up a second one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they fixed the servers to where you can have your one and links everything, like link your 3DS or your DS, your 2DS and the consoles.
So, what are some other games that are coming out? That we're kind of looking forward to.
This is the placard that I downloaded from Kotaku. It's a picture of basically what's coming out so far. So we already went over the five games that are coming out on launch day, on the day of, March the 3rd. Later on in that month, there's a game called Has-Been Heroes.
Okay.
I kind of got this like weird quasi Plants vs. Zombies kind of vibe with this game, and it really got my attention.
Okay.
It's hard for me to go into detail because I didn't really... it was hard for me to understand at first, besides the visual of how you played the game.
Right.
But if you like puzzle game, like if you like that Plants vs. Zombies puzzle type game, you're gonna like Has-Been Heroes.
Speaking of puzzle games, isn't there a Tetris game coming out?
Yes, we'll get there.
All right. We can get it. Well, you're not gonna get there now.
There's a game called I Am Setsuna, which I have no idea what that is. Fast RMX is a racing game that I'm going to try first. Mm-hmm. Since I already have Mario Kart for the Wii U, I'm going to try a different racing game. And I was confused because I saw a game that's not on this list called Redout.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a mix of Wipeout and Star Wars Racer.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be released only on the Oculus Rift and a couple of other like 3D, like virtual devices.
I missed that whole phase. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm never jumping into that shit. And so they're releasing that for the Wii, the Switch. Oh my God. But I was like, I thought I saw car looking things, not spaceship things. And there is a difference. It's not Redout. It's Fast RMX. That game's going to be released on the Switch that month. And then we also have a puzzle game called Snipper Clips. Did you ever watch a video of the Snipper Clips?
No, I didn't see that one.
So it's basically two little U-looking figures. And you can walk through each other. And when you walk through each other, you have the option to cut them into different shapes. And it's a two-player co-op game. And you're using cutting each other into certain shapes to solve certain puzzles. And it's a huge puzzle game. It's kind of like...
I'm going to cut you.
It's a puzzle game, kind of like you have to use your brain to play like Mario versus Donkey Kong, March of the Minis. You have to like really think what you're gonna do before you even start moving.
Just pass on that one, buddy.
Just pass on that one. Okay. Well, I love that game. But Snipperclips, it's a co-op mostly game, and I'm playing solo for the most part in my apartment, so I'm not touching that anytime soon. And then April 28th, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Then later on in the year, in spring. I asked you to watch this video, a trailer for a game called Arms. What'd you think of Arms?
Weird. It's like boxing on steroids. It's like boxing on crack or something. I don't know. It's like taking Wii Boxing and just extending it. Because it's spring loaded.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
If anybody's played like those Project Gundam games, where you have to like be tactical when you move around while you fight, it's not to that level, but the physics are there as far as like throwing your punches and grabbing the opponent with your long sling. Like,
I don't know, dude. That commercial just shows like those, a player. Those like,
it's
going
like
at it.
It's like you got a pair of slinkies on your arms with the gloves at the end, and you can maneuver and grab and do kind of
try controlling tactics. Slinkies.
Oh yeah,
doesn't that sound easy?
You mentioned this a few seconds ago. Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Yeah, Puyo Pop. Yeah. I remember that I had that game on the Neo Geo Pocket back in 2000.
Yeah.
It was a fun game. I like that game. And, of course, Tetris is Tetris.
Tetris is Tetris.
But now they're, like, going head on head.
It's a mashup. Yeah. So when you're playing, you can choose to either do the Puyo version or do the Tetris version. There's an arcade level or option where you can do a hybrid, and it'll switch back and forth in between gameplay, or you'll have two different boards and it'll go between one or the other.
Yeah.
And if you haven't had Tetris Party for the Wii or Wii U, or there's another Tetris version for the DS where you can link certain DSs and you can play multiples, it's four player at the same time, Tetris, either Puyo or Tetris, but you can play four players at the same time. And anytime you have a four player game at the same time, you're already like invested.
Yeah.
You're already competitive. You already want to beat you kick somebody's ass. And and those kind of games are the reason why I'm a Nintendo guy. You know, I'm a fan of Call of Duty, but I can easily just go to shooting range and do that shit for real. Like a lot of realistic games, I can do that stuff for real if I wanted to.
Right.
Nintendo, you're suspending your disbelief. You're opening up the box of your imagination inside you, and you're letting it go, which is kind of contrary to the game I'm about to bring up. Super Mario Odyssey is supposed to come out in Christmas season of this year, 2017. What was your first impression looking at Super Mario popping out of a sewer in what looked like downtown New York City, which is renamed New Donk City, because I guess Donkey Kong's in charge or something?
It sounds dirty.
It sounds dirty.
I don't know.
Got my attention.
They had you at Donk. Yeah. What? All right. No, I mean, it looks like just the new Mario World game. But they just, I mean, part of me is like, it's Mario World. And it's like, well, it's in the real world. And it's like, okay. But then it's like, I'm surprised it took him that long to do something like this, you know? Yeah. I just don't know how it's going to translate gameplay-wise. Because you like Mario World because it's Mario. They're their own, the Mushroom Kingdom and everything. They're in their own
Bowser's
world.
Bowser's Castle, yeah.
I don't know if that would... I saw a lot of weird stuff in that trailer. Like Bowser with the
pimp hat and the metal shoes. Yeah.
And of course he's got Peach again.
Shocker.
Yeah. So that's the same. But I saw a lot of different villain characters, like different enemies. And I don't know. The hat with the eyeballs, that kind of freaked me out. I don't know.
The one nit that I can pick right off the bat is if you're going to have him in a real world setting, I would have loved for his attacks to have been more like Super Smash Brothers, as opposed to just like your fireball and your leaf and your whatever power-ups Mario usually gets during his other games. Like, if you're sitting him in real life and you got an enemy you have to beat, dude, some of his fighting styles in the Smash Brothers 4, it's legit. Like, I can see him, like, beating
legit,
the shit.
Legit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, legit. Yeah, but, and so I'm curious to see where this goes. I mean, it's going to be your franchise Mario title for the console, you know? I wasn't the biggest fan, first impression, when I saw clips of, like, Super Mario Galaxy. That ended up being one of my favorite Mario games ever.
So the Mario games can be hit or miss. Sunshine,
big misses or big hits.
Like, Sunshine, I wasn't a big fan of Sunshine.
I've played it maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and there was a little bit of idea drawn from Mario Sunshine. There's some aspects of that game in this new Mario Odyssey, But Mario 64 is one of the hugest Mario games ever. Mario World's fucking awesome. Mario 3, you don't even have to explain it. Galaxy wound up being a huge hit.
I didn't finish that one. I played a little bit of part 2 of Galaxy, but I couldn't get into that one.
It's competitive. Like, you have to get the 100 gold coins, and then, oh shit, there's red coins. Now we got to get the 100 red coins. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, this game may get triangles now or something.
We have until the holiday season, so maybe and even E3. So maybe there's something a little...
E3, I think, will show
maybe
some
a more. Demo that's established where you can kind of see where they're going with this version of Mario. So, I'll give it the...
It's Nintendo. Yeah. Like, give them the benefit of the doubt, at least.
There's a game called Rime, R-I-M-E. Mm, okay. Does Gaia 5? I have no idea. Summer of 2017, most likely. One of the biggest surprises that came out of the Wii U was Splatoon. Mm-hmm. Well, we all sat down with Brennan Williams, and we were looking for anticipated games a couple of years ago, and I was all into Splatoon because it had the Call of Duty competitiveness and vibe, but it was...
cartoony,
and I liked the idea. I didn't realize until after I bought the game and then traded the game that I could take off the motion controls and play just as a controller. Had I known that, I probably would have stuck around with it.
Yeah.
But it wound up being a huge success. It kind of was between Smash Brothers and this game. This game might have helped push Nintendo over the cusp into competitive video gameplay, like teams and esports, because a lot of people were getting in on the Splatoon vibe.
Yeah.
And there's a Splatoon's coming out.
You said there's a Splatoon level in Mario Kart, and if you're...
The Splatoon characters are in the game.
You gotta be pretty over to be able to be put into a Mario Kart game, right? Or a Mario game.
They're porting out Elder Scrolls V Skyrim in the fall.
I play that one a little bit.
It's an old game,
but
you'd be surprised all the comments that I read online through Kotaku and IU9 of fans going, "Holy shit, portable Skyrim! I'm in." Yeah. So there's a fan base for it. We talked about Mario Odyssey on the holiday season of this year, and then scattered around sometime this year, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Minecraft with a Your Story mode, which I have no idea. EA Sports is all over this. They're going to have FIFA. There's NBA 2K17 confirmed to be on this game, on this console. Dragon Ball Xenoverse number 2, that's going to be on this console. There's a Sonic Mania, which is basically the first three Sonics, and I think Sonic and Knuckles.
They're making
HD,
a whole new game.
And then there's a separate Project Sonic, which is a whole new Sonic game, which is supposed to kind of be on the realm of the 2D, the classic version.
It's just like the same style of the past games.
There's a game called Steep, which I'm not aware of. And rounding out the list, celebrating the 30th anniversary, they are releasing Ultra Street Fighter 2, The Final Challengers. Capcom is back in the Nintendo wagon, at least for this.
30th.
So it has Evil Ryu, Violent Ken, Akuma, and...
How's the 30th anniversary of Street Fighter 2? That's not right.
Or Street Fighter in general. 30th anniversary of the Street Fighter franchise.
Came out in 87? That sounds weird.
Yeah. So basically, that game's going to be released. It's in HD, so you have the option of playing the square 4x3.
Original.
And then the HD, it looks clean HD. It's pretty. You know, and it's funny the way during the Treehouse event, to know that the game's that old. There's kids right now that are playing Street Fighter 4 and 5. They'll look at Street Fighter 2 and be like, what the fuck is this? Like, it'll be new to them, and for us to be...
Joke's on them. That game's hard.
Yeah, it's still hard.
Yeah.
And Guile's stage music is still awesome. I, for one, for the release of Tatsunoko versus Capcom on the Wii, I was fortunate to get a fight stick for it, which now is, like, hard to find unless you, like, really go digging or want to pay a lot of money. I hope this does two things. Number one... Street Fighter is like huge in like esports and competitive gaming. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they release some kind of joystick for this. If they're willing to re-release the joystick for the NES Classic, I'm kind of hopeful that Hori or another game company will release a fight stick specifically for the Switch. And number two, you know, with Street Fighter V coming out, it's PlayStation exclusive, and then we've got Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite coming out. I'm hoping that this brings back more more new fighting games, because like we had mentioned before, the fighting games are starting to come back, like the Renaissance period in the beginning. Like, for example, when they showed the trailer for this game, they showed old footage of Japan from the 80s where kids were lining up and putting their coins on the screen, and they showed the tournaments, and they even had like four...
Kids going outside.
They had like four cabinets connected, and they had like a tournament mode. Yeah. It was, I don't know how they set up the cabinet, but it looked really awesome. And to kind of feel like we're there again. Like, everybody's like, oh shit, Mortal Kombat XL. Holy shit, Street Fighter V. Oh my god, Marvel Capcom's coming back. And now they're releasing this. I'm hoping that that Nintendo gets in on maybe if they break the exclusivity for 5 or the next Street Fighter to come out.
Maybe.
Or if Marvel or if Infinite gets broken into the Wii U.
Well, it's Capcom. Yeah. Capcom and Nintendo have always had a relationship. So, yeah.
So I'm hoping the trend of fighting games coming back continues and that Nintendo gets more into it.
Yeah.
Besides just that. Because also, within the last year, we actually had Ryu as a DLC character for Smash Brothers.
Right.
And he fits in there actually pretty good.
Doesn't he?
I've played him a few times and he's actually pretty fun. Yeah. So in a nutshell, those are the games so far. And there's still a lot of titles that haven't been mentioned yet, that haven't gotten enough love. Again, from the Nintendo Treehouse, Reggie noted that he is aware of IPs that haven't gotten any love in the last system or two, and a couple of other IPs, and they have their eyes set. They're just waiting for the right time or for the right opportunity. You know, I would love to have my hands on an F-Zero game, so hopefully Redout or RMX will fill that void in the meantime, or if they start adding more tracks DLC for Mario Kart. So just see what's next. But so far, with 7 weeks to go before the console's released, is that enough info? Not enough info? Lacking too much?
I think if you're already a Nintendo guy, you're already probably gonna pre-order it anyways. I mean, clearly, they've already sold out on pre-orders. So
yeah.
For the most part, I went to the GameStop website today, and you can still pre-order.
I think with GameStop, they have those inflated bundles where you have to buy like all kinds of shit.
They had
still?
Wow. But they do have those inflated bundles. Yeah. You couldn't. I was actually looking for a bundle that had just the system and Zelda. No, they have the system and all three games that were available at launch. I was like, come on, like, really? I just want the one game.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have Zelda and the regular version, a $100 version, and a $120 version. It's like, come on,
$130. But
whatever.
That sword looks freaking cool though.
Yeah.
And the map comes with a $99 edition. That'd be a nice little thing for you to frame somewhere around this apartment or in your game room.
Yeah, my apartment here, yeah. So, other than that, there's some accessories like the Pro Controller.
Woo! $70. Ouch!
No, I'm not paying $70 for the controller.
Not right now. I kind of know what I won't pay. If it hits 50... I'll probably bite at 50.
50 is an average price.
But I would want to see what games would require something like that.
What does that controller transform into?
Because I mean, if the Joy-Con, you can use a Joy-Con. Like, you could just put it on the charging dock and you can play.
Right.
But that controller is going to be bulky, and it's not. It might have a certain weight to it. The rumble might not be as.
I would imagine the Pro controller is lighter. It's more ergonomically fit for your hands a little better.
Judging through the pictures, you can kind of already see, like, it's kind of like see-through plastic, even though it's black. I could see a couple of parts in the inside, so if the lighterness and the grip might be a better advantage as opposed to just the Joy-Con. But then again, I have large hands. The Wii U tablet was really comfortable in my hands. So if the Switch console is good in my hands, I might be playing that more than I would actually be playing it on the console through the TV, because just the way the controller feels in my hand.
Yeah, that was another selling point, since you just mentioned that the way to play is either hook it up through HDMI on your TV. It's 1080p. You could take it out on the go
with the Joy-Cons built in.
And then the third way is you just take it out and you just set the tablet down with the little kickstand and you just play with the Wiimotes.
Yeah, just like you're playing a Wii. And that's another benefit, because there a lot of times, not to brag, playing motion controls with the Mario Kart on the Wii, it became such second nature that I can just play like this. and be so relaxed as opposed to like.
When you played Mario Kart, did you ever have the steering wheel?
I hated the motion control.
Really? They're selling those too.
There's an option, yeah. The Joy-Cons for $15, you get a 2-pack of steering wheels, or you can slide the Joy-Cons in, and depending on how the Joy-Cons feel. If you like the motion controls, you might even be better off getting the steering wheels to play the Mario Kart that way.
Yeah.
I'm assuming whichever other games like RMX and Redout will also have the motion control. Because if it's just
for $15, you would think it's just rubber or something. It's just plastic. I can't imagine it actually doing anything other than being a holder for the controller. But speaking of the Joy-Cons, you can buy them separately. Was it $80? Or how much was it for the 2-pack? It was like
it was $80 for the 2-pack. Yeah, so it turned out to $40.
Or $50 for a single pack.
Or $50 for a single.
Yeah.
And then you also had the matte colors, which was like one red and one blue, but they were matte finishes. It looked weird having one red and one blue, so I was like, nah.
It's like a pill or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Honestly, as much as as attractive as the option is for me to take this on the go and like hand you a Joy-Con, the fact that they're not. Symmetrical. I don't see myself playing with those remotes with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like I would play with the regular controller where I have my hands on both
in the tab on the tablet.
Yeah.
Or are we talking about?
Yeah. On the Joy-Con on the base.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. You know, I'm hoping maybe Nico. They do a lot of third parties. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they'll release if you intend on doing the Joy-Cons. The positive about it, if you have if you have spare Joy-Cons for like multiple games, all you have to do is slide them into the dock and then slide them out, and you're already synced.
Yeah.
So you don't have to press the button on the back of one remote and press the button on the other one and like fish around with the bar and see that the shit lights up. Like no, click. You're ready to go.
That's another thing. There's no motion bar this time, is there?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
That's good.
Because
That was kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was. And then on top of that, they sell the docks separately. So for $80, you can have a second dock.
It's almost $100. Like 90? It's like $90.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically, it comes with a dock already, so you can have it in your living room and move the tablet out. But if you want to have a dock in, say, your bedroom, or if you have a friend's house, or if you have a second place to live, you want to have a dock there, you pay the $80 and you'll have a second one, so you can just pick one up from there and then boom. The game profile or the saved games, it's not saved on the dock, it's saved on the tablet itself, so you can literally take it anywhere.
Right.
There's micro SD cards. Mm-hmm. It's the slots right under the kickstand, so it's hidden.
Yeah.
And then you have the disc that you put in there, which would suck because I would. One thing that I did like to do that I learned about a lot of the games for the Wii and the Wii U, I went to Redbox and I would rent it for a day back when it was like $1.75. You can't do that now because they're not CDs anymore. They're just cartridges.
That you know of.
Well, there's not a slot for it. Well, you think Redbox will...
I don't know.
I'm sure Gamefly would.
If it fits in the little case for Redbox, I don't know why you just can't still do this.
We got time.
Yeah. Well, now we'll have like Redbox Gray or something, and there'll be like a whole separate section just for that.
So I already pre-ordered. You being the Zelda fan, falling in love with the HD. When do you see yourself? Not if, but when do you see yourself getting a hold of?
Once I start seeing, first of all, I want to play it myself first. I want to
how.
I want to mess with it myself. I want to see how it feels in my hands. I want to see how the gameplay is. I want to see how the graphics look. I want to test it out first before I fork over some cash for it. Mm-hmm. As good as that Zelda looks, which that would be the reason for me to say okay, I could see myself getting this thing. But I want to see some more games that I would. Mm-hmm. There's a few on this list that, okay, I don't know how eager I mean, there's no emphasis on those games for me to say, I gotta have that, you know.
Yeah.
And plus, I want to see how, when it comes out, the feedback, mm-hmm. you know.
So fill the guys in. Travis Touchdown, No More Heroes. You're obviously a Zelda guy. What other IPs that Nintendo or specific that would sway you to get your hands on a Switch if, say, it came out day of?
And it's been, you know, honestly, it's been so long since I've sat down with the Nintendo system. Last one I had was the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how many years ago already?
almost a decade.
Yeah,
I mean, if you got it the first year, yeah. I think it was 2005, 2006,
something like that. Yeah, and I haven't really, I don't know what else they could do. Maybe Metroid. Mm. That'd be kind of cool, especially if they can do what they did with Street Fighter graphics, making them all nice and pretty. I wouldn't mind seeing what they can do with the Metroid game.
Okay.
But Zelda's the right step in the right. It's a good first step. Goodwill, if you will.
Okay.
But I want to see how it plays when it first comes out. Like, because when the new systems comes out, I don't know what kind of issues that's gonna come through, or patches and this and that that you're gonna have to fix. And
yeah, the nightmare from every new console, from whether it's Xbox or PlayStation. Oh, hey, by the way, plug and play? No. You got gigabytes of upgrades and patches for a console that was just released the day, and already. Yeah, so hopefully for the most part, Wii and Wii U, you plug it in within 60 seconds, you're already in. Yeah. You're already into something.
Yeah.
So hopefully that trend continues with the Switch, where you just plug it in, you pop in your game, especially now that it's cartridges, you just pop it in and just go.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's portable, you can just go to like a Wi-Fi hotspot and just bum the Wi-Fi and do upgrades there instead of having to do it at home. Mm-hmm. You can just take it wherever.
They said the tablets got between 2 to 8 hours of battery life,
depending on what you're playing.
The Joy-Cons of up to 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and once you plug the Joy-Cons into the hub, it's already charging.
Yeah.
So even if it's plugged into the tablet, the power goes into two, and that's probably where the battery life is lower. If the controllers aren't already charged, then you're feeding the power to the controllers while you're on the tablet. So
So and going back to what you asked me, maybe holiday season of this year, maybe we'll see some kind of bundled special price. Maybe I'll say, depends on what happens between now and then.
Yeah.
And
waiting for the gold colored console for Zelda, and it has the super duper deluxe edition with all the DLC and shit.
Now you're talking.
No. Yeah.
Just don't tell my wife. Yeah. All right. So, is that it?
Dude, I think that's it.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm ready, man.
I know you are.
I'm going to have it for days and not know what the fuck to do.
For better or worse, you're already invested in this thing.
Yeah, they got my money. It's like, I might as well do it now. It's that way, once the week that it comes out, if there's still 7 weeks, if there's something more from Zelda or something from another game that I might just have to have it.
I just hope they don't pull what they did with Amiibos and the NES Classic and hold back on stock to increase.
That's going to be the other issue that I would be intrigued to see, because for the Wii, I camped out twice. Two separate times to buy consoles. For the Wii U, I camped out. The NES Classic, I could have camped out because I had the day off, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the pre-orders for almost everywhere have already sold out, or they did their second run and those are almost gone. I wonder if there is going to be any stock, because Best Buy's pre-orders, it was from the website. And then there was a secondary pre-order where you can only pick them up at a location that you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tried doing. And there wasn't an option because all the locations within 250-mile radius of my zip code, they were all gone. So is there going to be anything the day of release for people that are camping out to take? Or is the stock that's going to be at the store all for people that pre-ordered?
That would
suck for people that have waited in line overnight just for somebody to say, we've only got two, everything else is already gone.
I mean, Nintendo,
for the last couple of times,
for publicity-wise, they took a hit for that Classic.
Yeah.
That was...
They said they were going to have more stock between the initial release and Christmas.
And never did.
There was a couple. There's a website where they track which gets shipments. There was only very few. Best Buy had an order of shipments on January 4th, but that's it. Nintendo made it sound when their Twitter releases, when they were saying don't fret, there's going to be surplus coming in. It's been 2.5 months,
something like that. Yeah.
I have not been able to casually walk in
and
pick one up. I haven't been able to casually get on Best Buy, Target, GameStop, Amazon, find one and get it. Hell, the Famicom in Japan, just still same way, they're gone, and there's no update on when they are. So that's why when I realized, holy shit, I can buy this online, I'm not risking it. Yeah. I'm paying for it, and I'm getting the expedited shipping to make sure that I'm getting it.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to wait in the last minute to be like, oh man, they fucked up my order. Oh shit, now I gotta cancel. I was like, no, It's mine. It's already on the way. It's eventually getting there. So I don't got to worry about it. I don't have to like plan out my day. I had actually already asked for a day off from work because I was thinking like, okay, I'm gonna have to camp over the day before.
Yeah.
I don't even got to worry about that now. So,
yeah.
But we'll see. We got a couple weeks.
A few weeks.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks after that, I got Mass Effect coming out. Boom. Ooh. And then I'll be busy. I'll need a day off for that one.
Did you get the regular edition?
No, I'm gonna pre-order it. I'm gonna pre-order the deluxe edition.
Mm.
I'm not gonna get the 100 something mod where you get like an RC controller. You get an RC remote control car and everything with it.
Really?
No, I'm not paying that much. It's like $200.
Valentine's Day is coming around the corner. If you tell your lovely wife, and
she'll laugh in my face.
Should I sell what you got for Christmas? You play your cards right. You could get taken care of.
Not enough time for that.
That's it, man. I think that's a show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to us talk about the Nintendo Switch. We're waiting on it.
We'll probably do another episode a couple weeks after the Switch has come out.
Tell us what you think. Leave some comments. Are you looking forward to the Switch? Or did you already pre-order? What games are you looking for? Leave a comment below. Let us know. Like our channel on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up if you like the episode. Check us out on social media at facebook.com/popculturerewind. Also on the Twitter machine.
At Pop Culture RWND.
There you go. Yeah.
I hyphenated that a little bit. So.
Yeah. Twitter.
We couldn't afford enough vowels. Vanna was like, nah, you stick with what you got.
So. I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. All right. But that's going to do it for this week's episode. Until next time, always remember to pop your culture.
Top guys. Out. You know what you could do, since we've become such great friends, is, well, because I spend so much fucking time here anyway, you can just buy the $80 dock and we can rotate with the tablet. That's the counterbalance for Nancy, like, always saying, like, how many times did you drop it yesterday? You know, for all the time you come over here, you don't pay no fucking rent. Well.
She used to wait for rent money, by the way. She's not joking.
I'm sure, when she says that. We were at Casa Olay, and she mentioned it. It's like, okay, so I'm assuming I'm paying for dinner? Had I known, we could have just gone.
She didn't laugh when you said that.
I know, right? We even flirted, like, you know what? Fuck it, let's just go to McDonald's. And you were like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. Dollar menu, I am more than willing. Casa Olay, shit.
Waters for everybody. The chips are free, right?
It's unlimited, right? Free refills? Because I'm a thirsty motherfucker. Yeah.
Chips are free, right?
Holy shit, if I would have known the chips and salsa were that good, I wouldn't have ordered food. All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, all right.
That's enough.